This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, 855-453 is the toll-free number. We invite you to take control of the airwaves here. And again, that number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. It's toll-free, and it's brought to you by ProXPN. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, we've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. You can talk about whatever happens to be on your mind, of course. We'll also bring things to the table to discuss. And every now and then, I come across a really interesting video. And, of course, we're doing a radio show, so the video would have to have an interesting audio track in order for it to be useful to you, the radio-listening audience. And it is a very interesting audio track, and it's a short one, too, which is nice, because, you know, YouTube videos tend to be more popular, more viral-like when they are shorter. This one's just about 2 minutes long. The story comes from thefreethoughtproject.com. And it is entitled, How to Refuse an Immigration Checkpoint in Just Under 2 Minutes. And I have to say, the guy in this video does a splendid job. He appears to be dark-skinned, by the way, and that's kind of an interesting detail in this video. He doesn't look Hispanic, but he may kind of have maybe some Middle Eastern origin to him. Anyway, he's going to one of these border checkpoints, and it's, I believe this is actually one of the internal ones. DHS agents have recently set up constitutionally questionable security checkpoints up to 100 miles inside U.S. territory. Although I'd like to clarify, it's not very recent. These have been going on for years. The Department of Homeland Security, not only do they have border checkpoints at the border, but they also will have these random checkpoints. They're kind of floaters that they'll set up wherever.
Right.
And they have permanent installations on certain roads in the south and the northern areas of the United States.
So they, you know, what you'll be told is that they can only do these within 100 miles of a border. I've seen a map that was put out by, I don't know, maybe ACLU or something like that. And the claim was that they can only do these checks on the border at within 100 miles of the border. And that's apparently we haven't been able to find any information that sort of states that that's true, that they could potentially put a border checkpoint anywhere. However,
yes, they happen to be within the 100-mile zone that you're talking about. So the story here points out that if you should drive into one of these roadblocks, you are not required to answer the agent's questions, usually starting with, are you a United States citizen, nor are you required to consent to any searches. Some people will say this man is a troublemaker for doing this, and he should simply consent and answer the questions. Others will also willingly kneel down to lick the boots of their oppressors. However, it is the troublemakers of the world that shed light on ridiculous legislation by refusing to comply with illegal orders and who spark peaceful change, not the bootlickers. Be a troublemaker, says thefreethoughtproject.com, peacefully resist. Here is the video, the audio track from it, as he pulls into the border checkpoint area.
Am I here?
How you doing?
Hey, Officer Rogan, how's it going?
Just two of you?
Yep.
Both U.S. citizens?
Free to go on my way?
Sorry?
Am I free to go on my way?
Are you both U.S. citizens?
It's a lovely day, I'd like to go enjoy it. Am I free to go on my way?
If, when you state your citizenship, you will be.
It's an illegal checkpoint, I'm not going to cooperate with you. It's ridiculous that you stop us all systematically. That's not what INA 287 allows, and I have nothing further to say. Am I free to go on my way?
No, you're not. You can pull over there, though.
No, thanks. I'll talk to your supervisor, though.
Now, before we go on here, good tactics, asking questions instead of answering their questions. Am I free to go? Right out the gate. As soon as the cop asks the first question about are you a U.S. citizen, his response is a question, not an answer, and that is, am I free to go? He cites some sort of statute. It sounds like a federal thing. Honestly, I don't know what that is. He kind of gets into it here in a little bit.
Don't worry. Somebody else's, some lawyer's opinion is that it's okay to use this statute to stop people. Don't worry.
Yeah, I wouldn't get into the whole citing a statute thing, but, you know, everybody's got their approach. Regardless, this one works. And
well, it works in this instance.
Yeah, it does work in this instance. It's true. Your mileage may vary. This is a tactic that has worked for this gentleman, but it may get you dragged out of your car and beaten within an inch of your life. I mean, you never know what the cops are going to do. Odds are good it'll work out for you because, you know, especially if you've got a video camera on the subject, I think that the police are more likely to just go ahead and let you go. And this is not an unusual video. We've seen other videos of people successfully refusing these checkpoints. But what I really liked about this video was the officer beckons him to go over to the what they call the secondary screening area. And I'll jump the audio back here just a moment. And he just refuses to do it.
I say, am I free to go on my way?
No, you're not. You can pull over there, though.
No, thanks.
No, thanks.
I'll talk to your supervisor then.
That's fine.
I'm not going to pull over. I'd like to go.
Just wait right here. You're not free to go.
I'd like to hear the word detain used. Or MIB.
All you got to do is say yes, I'm a U.S. citizen.
It's pretty simple. INA 287 says you have the right to interrogate any alien or person believed to be an alien. Before you stopped me, you had no reason to believe I'm an alien. Therefore, this checkpoint is illegal. You have no authority to stop me.
I do have the authorities.
Actually, in the United States of America, we are still in the United States of America, right?
Correct.
Didn't stumble into Mexico? Okay, so I should be free to travel this public roadway unmolested without answering questions about who I am, how many are in my car, and where I'm going.
I just like to know if you're a United States citizen or not. That's
all right.
The whole sole point of this checkpoint.
And it's an illegal checkpoint. I'd like to go on my way.
But it's not even. It's
INA. Under what authority can you stop every car?
The U.S. versus Martinez Fuerte is the case law for it, and INA 287.
INA 287. I just read it to you.
Well, you're interpreting it wrong, sir.
Okay.
By interpretation.
Well, that is a common excuse from the government.
That's
right?
What they do.
Yeah, they interpret things differently than you and I would.
I mean, this is how do you think the Supreme Court has reversed its opinion on things? And by the way, that's why they call them opinions.
Well, you're interpreting it wrong, sir.
Okay. Could you read this highlighted section and tell me how you interpreted it?
I know the law.
Obviously, you didn't read it.
13 years.
Okay. Well, am I free to go on my way?
No, you're not.
So I actually clipped a slight amount out there where he says, no, I'm not. And then he goes and he kind of talks. His supervisor has shown up at this point, and he has a few words with him sort of kind of off camera. And then have a good day, sir. And they drive away. So that guy successfully avoided pulling into secondary screening at this checkpoint, which I think is a real strong move on his part. He refused to do what he was told. He refused to answer the questions that they were putting to him and drove away unmolested beyond that. So good for him.
Yeah, I don't know whether I don't know. Your mileage may vary, right? I mean, this could be anything could happen in these circumstances.
Of course, but that's not a reason to not stand up for your rights. Just because there are rogue cops out there who could hurt you or who could destroy, you know, plant some drugs, or they could do anything they want. I mean, if they want to kill you, they'll kill you.
Are you claiming that that he's right, that legally he doesn't have to answer the question that he's a U.S. citizen?
Because if he had to answer the question, they could detain him until he answered the question.
I'm not sure whether that's true or not. I think that maybe they just, oh God, he sounds like a U.S. citizen. He knows everything about the law. Why and what evidence do we have that he's not, a U.S. citizen? Let's just go ahead and get this guy out of our hair and go on with our day. Things were a lot better before he showed up.
Well, whatever the reason, they let him go.
Right, that's the point that I want to make is whatever the reason, because when you stand on the law, you then fall with the law, because all they need to do, if this is really a problem for INS checkpoints, is all they need to do is run a law up the flagpole there in Washington, D.C. Do you think anybody's going to vote against it?
Probably not, but they could still get it overturned in the court system. I mean, we've had Terry Bressy on from Checkpoint USA in the past, and this is a guy who's got a lot of experience going through these checkpoints. He has to travel through one on a regular basis just to go to his job, I think, at Arizona State University. So he's always messing with these guys and, you know, recording video and refusing these checkpoints.
Sure.
So, yeah, I mean, there's no obligation. It seems like there's no obligation. If there were, they could force you into secondary. They could force you to exit the car. They could force you into a holding cell until they could determine whether or not you are a U.S. citizen, so-called.
All right, well, let's go with the idea that it's illegal, that the United States government has spent a whole bunch of money setting up a whole bunch of checkpoints inside the United States illegally,
and they haven't bothered to go get a, probably a relatively easy law to get passed.
We'll come back with more here, but they can do whatever they want, just like they can go and knock on your door, you know, at your house and start asking you questions anytime they want to. It's legal for them to do that, but it's if you don't participate, it's not illegal for you to go along or to not go along.
Sure.
Your toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Share how you feel.
Can education be separated from the state? Today, people go to college, do coursework, repeat what professors tell them, get degrees, and are issued official transcripts from state-approved institutions. These transcripts are given to potential employers as proof of coursework. In the future, people will learn online and obtain pseudonymous academic credentials associated with their Bitcoin address. That future is now. At mathgate.info, you can learn basic reasoning skills. Instead of getting a transcript associated with your name, you can obtain cryptographic proof that the owner of your Bitcoin address learned these skills. Then, apply for jobs online using your Bitcoin address instead of your government-sanctioned name. Since mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously, you can be sure that you will not be discriminated against or shown favoritism due to your race, gender, political or religious views, and so on. There is only one factor by which you will be judged: your ability to reason. Be at the vanguard of separating education from the state by visiting mathgate.info.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document, the CBO has published, is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that that you want toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Those features include archives. You just click and download as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you'd like. And don't forget, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up. We are 8 days away.
Jeez.
From the probably one of the best events of the entire year. Maybe one of the best events of your lifetime. Some people have said that the Porcupine Freedom Festival is a life-changing experience.
Because they free all those porcupines.
No, actually, I don't think I've ever seen a porcupine at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, an actual one. Didn't Adam Kokesh's dog get... No, he got sprayed by a skunk one year. That wasn't a porcupine.
No, thank goodness. No, a porcupine is a person who's signed up for the Free State Project, and that's a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state. That state is New Hampshire, with the idea that let's just see what happens. If the ideas of human freedom, peaceful coexistence, are good ideas, then let's see what happens when they actually, you know, people who vote or people who don't vote, people who work within their communities, people who produce media, all these people, all these different types of people, ordinary folks, extraordinary folks, move to New Hampshire. What is going to happen? And that's what the Free State Project's all about.
You can go to porkfest.com and learn more about the event. You cannot get tickets online at this point, but you can get them when you attend the event. So just go to porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Over 1,500 people are likely going to attend if last year is any indicator of what this year is going to be like. There's a do-it-yourself theme, lots of stuff to learn this year, plenty of family activities to get involved with, as well as parties like Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. It's moving to nighttime on Friday night. Even if you can make it up for just a day or two of this entire week of fun, you're going to want to come up for this because it's awesome to be around people who actually understand what freedom means. So go to porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. I started the show out tonight with a border checkpoint video called How to Beat a Border Checkpoint in Under 2 Minutes. And I just think the guy who did it did a great job. He's a hero. And I imagine there's people out there who don't agree, who think that whatever, you know, if you go through one of these border checkpoints, that you're being un-American by refusing to answer the guard's questions. And
there are probably people that I would imagine there are people that believe that, look, you know, these police officers, they're just doing their job or whatever they are. These border checkpoint people, you know, they're
customs
just
and border protection.
They're just doing their job, which I think is the silliest excuse out there. Not that I don't agree that they're just doing their job, but that's not a really good reason. And I'm going to go all, all Nazi on this one and say, isn't that what they said at the Nuremberg trials? They were just following orders. Now, I'm not saying that people who do border checkpoints are Nazis. I'm not claiming that. But it's a stupid excuse to defend what they do. A hitman is just doing his job.
Right. And their job is to interfere with your ability to go from point A to point B unmolested. Should be able to go to work or go to, you know, your grandma's house or wherever it is you're going without having men with guns pull your car over and subject you to an interrogation. Now, I understand that their excuse is that, oh, it's only one question. Hey, buddy, why don't you just answer the question? Look, you could be on your way by now. Well, all you had to do was say, answer the damn question.
That's, of course, the easy thing to do. Hundreds, if not thousands, maybe tens of thousands of people do it a day. Big, fat, hairy deal. That's not standing up for liberty. And what is American is to stand up for your rights.
Absolutely.
I mean, what did the Founding Fathers do? They did a lot of things before the Declaration of Independence. And
well, they put their lives and their fortunes and their families and their farms and everything on the line. They
on
put
the
it
line.
All on the line.
On the line. And it's not just the ones that the names you know. It's a lot of little guys who...
A lot of dead guys, probably, too.
A lot of dead guys. Well, they're all dead.
I know. some in a less pretty way than others.
Indeed. But, you know, they risked everything and barely managed to pull it off. And then, of course, in 1812, barely managed to pull it off again. But, you know, so I would say that this is highly American. Anybody who would question that is just somebody who is, you know, a sycophant, essentially. They don't understand history very well.
Well, what is your opinion of these border checkpoints? Who's the true American? Who's the real American in this checkpoint video? Is it the guy who refuses to answer the question? Or are the guards the real good Americans?
Well, here's what...
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
So my thought on it is that these border checkpoints and more are the logical conclusion to immigration laws that we have in this country.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if you're going to try to keep people from crossing your border in order to have a better life, then you can expect these things to happen, right? Like you can expect the government to come up with a whole bunch of crazy paperwork for your business to fill out, and you won't get money from the government for filling out this paperwork. It's just involuntary servitude, as mentioned in the 13th Amendment of the United States, which has been outlawed. You know, if you want to, you want to go in business, you got to fill out the paperwork, you know, and every year you got to fill out more paperwork and do all kinds of checks on your employees and all this stuff in order to live in a free country. How could you possibly not live in a free country and fill out the paperwork that we don't pay you to fill out? And that's crazy. And, of course, we have to check people's cars for illegal aliens. And then once people get nice and calm and used to being checked every time they drive someplace, then we have to check their houses. We have to check. That's what governments do. They check.
You're blowing it out of proportion. They'll never go that far.
I'm sure that they have already done something that somebody could point to. But I don't know whether they would go that far. But if the government will go as far as you let them.
That's the point.
They're an organization that grows. Organizations grow. That's what they do.
And they creep
Mission
as well.
Creep.
Yeah, it's a slow growth. And so, yeah, it's one question now. Are you a United States citizen? Which, by the way, I couldn't possibly answer, even if I wanted to answer them, and I don't want to. I'm not a United States citizen. I can't find any evidence that I am. I mean, they've told me my whole life that I am, but a citizen, someone who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection, and since there's no obligation of the government to protect, or on their part, to protect me or you or anyone else, then there's no duty of obligation from me to them. So there is no citizenship, as far as I'm concerned. They're going to have to prove that I'm a citizen if they want to claim that I'm a citizen, so I certainly wouldn't claim that I was. But that aside, I agree with you completely, Mark, that you have to make a stand for your rights. If you want to have rights, you can't expect the people calling themselves the government to respect them. They've got a terrible track record.
I mean, you have the only two groups of people that violate rights are criminals and the government. But I repeat myself.
Yes.
The fact is that Thomas Jefferson said that, you know, we would bind the one in chains so that it could protect us from the other, the chains of the Constitution. How's that binding and the chains of the Constitution thing going? It seems to me the government's violated every part of the Constitution multiple times to the extent that it doesn't even slow them down anymore.
We will come back with your thoughts if you want to share them here at 855-450-FREE. And if you've ever refused a border checkpoint, we'd love to hear you tell your story. Or did you go ahead and answer their question and then they got a little more invasive? Maybe you made a mistake by cooperating. Tell us your story at 855-450-FREE.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to bring up anything here. And by the way, we're live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. There aren't too many radio shows that do 7 days a week of live content, but we do here. You can join us online, of course, if you're not getting us, if you don't get us every single night on your local talk radio station. You can find us at freetalklive.com. And if you want us all 7 nights a week, call your local talk station and ask real nicely when you talk to the program director. Let them know, him or her know, how you feel about Free Talk Live. And we're going to go right into your phone calls coming up here in a moment, talking about checkpoints and refusing to participate in them. Specifically the border checkpoints.
But you might be doing, if you refuse to participate, you might be doing it for privacy reasons, right?
You could do it for all kinds of different reasons. We'll get into that here. But first, I want to tell you about ProXPN. They bring in the phone lines here on Free Talk Live. They're a global virtual private network that encrypts your data, meaning that whatever you're sending out of your computer and whatever's coming into it is encrypted by ProXPN software, which is available for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android devices, as well as Linux users. You can even get set up on Linux. It's a little bit of a different setup, but it works, and it's pretty easy to do. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get started with their free account. Try it out. See what you think about the service that actually protects you from having your internet service provider knowing what you're doing. They're probably logging every website you visit and every search term you enter for up to 5 years in some cases. You can stop that tonight. right now by going to proxpn.com/FTL and grabbing their software and getting started with ProXPN. You can upgrade to their premium account for just $5 a month using our discount code, that's FTL20, to get you 20% off the price of their premium account, where you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world to connect to, and the ability to privately torrent, as well as you'll be able to get past regionally blocked websites. So if you go to a country like China where you can't search for certain things or visit certain websites, ProXPN gets you around all that. ProXPN.com/FTL, code FTL20, get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And ProXPN does not keep records of your online surfing habits. That's ProXPN.com/FTL, code FTL. Let's go to the phones, your calls and thoughts. We've got John in Hotlanta. You're on Free Talk Live, John.
Hey, how are y'all today?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I had a situation where I got pulled over one time. I left work. We have to make a night deposit. I got pulled over after that. There were two cops in the parking lot.
Wait, you had made the deposit? You had made the deposit? You did not make the deposit yet?
We made the deposit. There's two of us. We have to go to the bank at the night. We make the deposit. There's two cops sitting in the parking lot because there's like a Kroger or something else, you know, other shops around. They pull me over. They let the other driver, you know, they just left him alone. They pulled me over. They said, "So the legal reason we pulled you over is because your tag left out." I said, "Okay." I was like, they're like, "What are you doing? Just, you know, just wondering what you guys are doing here." I was like, "We make a deposit, so on and so forth." He's like, "Well, what's in the bag?" I was like, "Well, some tools in here because we had a sink that was broken, yada, yada, yada." So, you know, they asked me some couple other questions or whatever. Well, I asked them, I was like, "Can I see the tag light or the tail light that's out?" And they wouldn't let me get out of the car.
Mm.
And so, you know, I was like, "Well, whatever, I'll just let it go." Answered all their questions.
Were you on the side of the road or in a parking lot?
Side of the road now. I left the parking lot. They actually caught up to me as I was leaving.
Gotcha.
So anyways, they let me go. I drive like half a mile down the road to a stop sign. I get out of my truck, look at the back of my truck. Every single light is on.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I'm kind of, you know, back to your point about the checkpoints is, you know, it's a yes and no situation. You know, yes, the guys are doing their job and the guys should comply, but no, we're not legally supposed to because they abuse the power. We're supposed to trust them that they're doing things right when they lie to us. And so, you know, it's, you know, everyone wants something done, but they don't want the dirty work to do it.
Indeed. And that's why I always, you know, thank people that are willing to step out there and exercise their rights because, you know, there's so many things out there. I don't want to exercise my rights to do this thing or that thing because I wouldn't do it normally. Like, for instance, riding without a seatbelt. I believe that an adult doesn't need to be, you know, forced through threat of a ticket to wear a seatbelt. Fortunately, I live in New Hampshire, the only state in the union where adults can do that. But, you know, I mean, I think it's silly, but I'm going to wear a seatbelt.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, do you speak up, though, when you see things that are wrong? Because, like I said, I pull down the road, I get out of my truck, I look and every single light's on. The cop ends up pulling up as I'm out of my truck, and I throw my hands up at him. Now, my options were to say something to him or just let it go. I chose to let it go because I didn't feel like getting arrested. Because you never know what could happen if you speak up. Next thing you know, you're harassing a cop or you're being the troublemaker. You know what I'm saying?
Getting caught in a lie is a very uncomfortable thing. And the police officer getting, I don't know. Yes, I definitely would have said something in that circumstance, but I don't know whether I would advise other people to do it.
Well, I always advise people to speak up and stand up for their rights. Most people aren't going to. They're going to go along to get along. They're going to keep their heads down. They don't want to be targeted by the police. And I can't blame them. It's a pretty uncomfortable thing to have to go to jail. And, you know, it could be even worse, I imagine, to have a police officer beat you up or possibly kill you.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's risk involved here. Nobody ever said this whole freedom thing was going to be easy. You know, we'd love to all be free. Many of us would. I guess some people like to be controlled, but I'm not really talking to those people.
They're definitely getting what they want.
Right. To those of us who would like to be free, it'd be great if we could just press a button and have that freedom that we want. But unfortunately, it's kind of a messy process. It usually involves arrests and all kinds of, you know, bad behavior on the part of the government agents. But if enough of us were to have the courage to stand up, then they wouldn't get anywhere with this stuff anymore. And I think that's one of the reasons why the Free State Project is such a powerful idea, because we can get people together in the same geographic area who are willing to stand up for themselves, who are willing to continue to record, for instance, when a police officer tells them to stop recording, even if it means they're going to go into a cage for a little while. until they finally get to go to court and maybe have the chance of winning, like the Free State Project president recently did after the fact of being arrested for recording video of a police stop. She was awarded $57,500 in a settlement with the town of Weir, New Hampshire, after that botch up by their police department. So, yeah, there's the risk that in the moment you're dealing with an out-of-control cop and you don't know what that cop's going to do. But if you've got, hopefully, someone else there with you, and both of you have video cameras or video devices, and one of them streaming to the internet, then that helps protect you from bad police. And even if you go along to get along, that's no guarantee that the police won't be bad to you, right? There are plenty of people who've been going along to get along for their whole lives, and that doesn't stop the police from tearing apart their car on the side of the road. It doesn't stop the police from coming in, kicking in their front door, and raiding their home looking for a bag of marijuana or somebody who hasn't lived there for 6 months or whatever. There's all kinds of reasons why the police will ruin people's lives, even if they don't stand up for themselves. So, like, if you don't stand up for yourself, it's just, you're just rolling the dice, that's all. Maybe you'll go, you'll be able to go along unmolested for a little while longer, but at some point the government's going to keep getting more oppressive and more intrusive in your life, and the more it does that, the more likely they're going to take an interest in you at some point. John, any other thoughts you want to share?
I guess my only thing is I feel like a lot of people don't stand up because it's the question mark of what happens if you do. Like, I have a family. I have a three-year-old. I have a job that I'm supposed to go to. So if I decide to stand up and they view me as resisting or causing a problem, I go to jail, I lose my job, and I lose my house and my cars and everything else. So,
yep.
It's a.
You might lose your kids.
Want to clean this toilet, is... but they don't want to clean the bathroom.
Yeah. This is the this is the whole conundrum, and I wonder to myself whether or not it's am I a conspiracy theorist to believe that they try to get you into this position where you're living paycheck to paycheck and you have to do these things in order to, you know, you have to comply in order to get along? Because you're right, you're absolutely right. Most Americans are a 1 week jail stay, and this is relatively, sometimes even a weekend jail stay away from losing everything. Because you lose the job, you lose the apartment, you lose the apartment, you lose the furniture, you lose the significant other, they take the kid with them, bam, you're gone.
Yep.
That's John, how it goes. Thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts on the checkpoints, this checkpoint culture almost. I mean, because we talked about the border checkpoints and the internal border checkpoints. But that doesn't include all the checkpoints out there. There's paperwork checkpoints, apparently, in Texas that they've had. There's where they're just stopping drivers and checking their papers. They've got, of course...
And they don't use a German accent.
The TSA has been setting up checkpoints at train stations and bus stations randomly for the last several years. Plus, there's all the old DUI checkpoints. Of course, everybody loves those. It's Free Talk Live.
The first human mission to Mars barely averts disaster when a meteorite strikes the spacecraft, nearly destroying it. Too far from Earth to turn back, the 8-person crew desperately struggle to survive as they ride their crippled ship to the Red Planet. The future of human spaceflight hangs in the balance. Hugo Award-winning author Ben Bova and NASA scientist Les Johnson craft a thrilling white-knuckle ride with Rescue Mode. Available now at fine booksellers everywhere.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition. We will take your calls about anything you want to discuss. Just dial on in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. With you here in the studio, it's Ian tonight.
And Mark.
Got the live Saturday edition going on here. And, of course, we invite you to take control of the airwaves. We've been talking about checkpoints and the activism of refusing. It looks easy when the guy does it in the video, and I actually haven't posted the video link yet. I will do that, promise, coming up on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, so you can check it out and re-review it as you'd like.
You can find it at facebook.freetalklive.com for the Facebook page.
Yes, when I put it up there, it will be available to you. It's a two-minute-long video of a gentleman going through a Border Patrol checkpoint somewhere in the southern United States, presumably, and he refuses to answer the question of whether or not the individual is a U.S. citizen. And the guards really want him to answer the question. The agents really would like him to answer that, but he refuses. And he points out that their checkpoint is illegal and that, you know, they had no reason to believe in the first place that he was a so-called illegal alien, and so therefore the line of questioning is completely inappropriate. The idea that they stopped him in the first place was completely inappropriate. They had no probable cause to stop him and inquire in that way. So I thought it was really courageous, and I wanted to share that. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts, toll-free at 855-450-FREE.
The stated income loan is back. Why? Well, there are a lot of companies out there that are now competing directly against the United States government. Many people believe that Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, they've done a bad job of handling mortgages here in this country, and people are competing directly against the government in this circumstance. And that means for you, the consumer, you can now do a stated income loan, which had basically been unheard of for the last few years after there was all the problems with the mortgage industry. And, you know, the housing industry entirely, I guess, is what we should talk about. So the rates are great, and it's never been easier to get a loan. You just state your income truthfully, obviously, and then you get a loan. Call the Mortgage Minute guy. He can help you. If you're looking to get a mortgage right now, you need a second opinion, too. Call the Mortgage Minute guy. He can help. The number is 866-288-0088. Whether you need to refinance or get cash out or you're buying a home, MortgageMinuteGuy.com. 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
Let's go to David. He's in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live on the live Saturday edition. Go ahead, David.
Hey, sir. How are you guys doing this evening?
Great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'll keep this as brief as possible. On 1 April of last year, the worst April Fool's joke in the history of humanity, I was driving along about 10 o'clock in the morning and came across the state police had cordoned off a road that I frequently travel down to get to my place of business. I rolled up, made a motion for me to roll down my window, and I'm not even kidding on this point. The trooper asked me for my papers, and those are the exact words he used. I asked him if he had a warrant. He said no. I asked him if he had any sort of probable cause. He said no. I asked him if he was looking for a vehicle that matched the description of my vehicle. He said no. And I said, respectfully, sir, that's not in accordance with Virginia and federal law. I'm not doing that. My version of activism, if you will, is slightly different than your guys's. I try to comply with instructions, at least so when I get to jail, they'll take a little bit of sympathy on me. But he directed me to a parking lot. I went over there. Four cruisers boxed me in. A trooper, I guess, ran my plate, saw my concealed carry permit that there's no rational reason I should have to get. They came, they physically removed my sidearm, and the Sparky forgot to clear the weapon and was carrying around a loaded sidearm because of reasons, I guess. So long and short, from this point on, I've got it on video. About four different troopers come up to my window. At one point, one draws his sidearm on me.
Wow.
You know, asking, why do you not want to show? And I said, well, you know, the Fourth Amendment Federal Constitution says that you can't operate under a general warrant. The 14th Amendment Federal Constitution says that the states have to abide by the aforementioned Bill of Rights, the Virginia Declaration of Rights, which is absorbed into the Virginia Constitution, very clearly states you cannot operate under a general warrant. You do what you want.
When you say general warrant, you mean just like this some sort of an order.
A piece of paper that says we do what we want.
Yeah, like from an order from a judge saying you can just stop everyone and search them, that kind of thing?
Correct. And I tell you, I found, too, with people I've talked with, even people that, for whatever reason, are completely okay with, you know, the DUI checkpoints. When I tell them I got stopped at 10 o'clock in the morning at a checkpoint that was, you know, the Virginia State Police is, I call it a warrant. I don't know what the actual term is, but their authorization, if you will, from the state police's headquarters stating that they can do this, termed it a driver's license checkpoint.
Yeah. Scary.
A driver's license checkpoint.
They do those in Texas, and apparently they're doing them in Virginia as well.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the story does end with a good cop, and I know there are some out there, and I feel for them greatly because there's a good number of police officers that make the good ones that have to be out there. It's got to make their job 20 times more difficult. But the individual who ended up taking me to jail after, screaming threats and obscenities and all that, he actually just wanted to talk, and I explained to him that, you know, I had a kid at home, I've got a son, and my number one responsibility in the world is to provide for him and to set a good example for him. And, you know, how is it a good example for me to just roll over and play your games? How is that a good example to set for my son? And when all was said and done, we went before the magistrate, and he had written out, I think there were five charges they wanted, to include felony obstruction, failure to produce or procure a valid motor vehicle operator's permit, the misdemeanor of obstruction of justice, criminal mischief, so on and so forth. He read the charges and the report to the magistrate. His addendum was that it was his opinion that no charges should be filed. and the magistrate.
So he filed a bunch of charges and felt like they shouldn't have been filed?
Well, he was just the one that was tasked with taking me to jail. He wasn't in the checkpoint.
Gotcha.
But, you know.
So what did the magistrate say?
I ended up being charged only with failure to produce or procure a valid motor vehicle operator's permit. I went to court and I argued, and that one got thrown out.
Wow, man. Good for you. And I have to say, I totally agree with your assessment. That, and I'm glad you came around to this because it was an issue I wanted to continue to discuss, this idea of, well, parents are super afraid to stand up for themselves because they've got children. And, of course, that's the perfect excuse for inaction is, oh, I want to protect my family. So the right way to do that is to just roll over and bend over and do what you're told and not question the government agents and just, you know, be a good little slave. And I think that that's the best thing you can do for the, you know, if you've got a family, the best thing you can do is set a good example as to how to be strong and explain to the kids what their rights are and then show what it's like, what happens when you exercise your rights. And, you know, how many of those cops are going to want to arrest people in front of their kids? They do exist, but I imagine some of them would feel somewhat uncomfortable about that.
Well, sir, my oath meant something to me. If... You know, I have my line in the sand. Every man has to draw his own, and for better or for worse, that's how it is. I know the oath I took when I enlisted, and I know what it means to me. If another man can look himself in the mirror after doing what they were doing and say that he did what was right and he did what was moral and he did what was ethical, and you know, it is, as long as that phrase "I was just doing my job" doesn't come into it, and he can look at himself. You know, I can't hold that against him. That's his thing. But I will do what I can in any capacity to keep him from infringing upon my right to, in short, exist. You know, and that's what it is.
Thank you, David, for your call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you and the personal story about another crazy papers, please, checkpoint. You know, this could come to a road near you, and it'll likely come without your awareness. They're probably not going to give you a heads up before you get in your car and head to work in the morning, and then you get stopped at a papers checkpoint.
Right. I mean, what we see here is that, you know, some people drive around without driver's licenses, so let's have a driver's license checkpoint. Some people are in this country illegally. Let's have ourselves an immigration checkpoint. Mm-hmm. Some people drive intoxicated. Let's have a drunk driving checkpoint. You know, these ideas... They're another step forward in the area of enforcement, but this is sort of a logical conclusion that you'd come to when you give an organization a monopoly privilege on whatever, in whatever area, then customer service goes out the window. Everybody knows monopolies provide terrible customer service at an inflated price. What is the government? Expensive and hard to deal with.
All right, so you can share your thoughts here on taking risks if you've got kids. Should you do it or should you just stay quiet, keep your head down? Maybe they'll leave you alone. 855-453.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Lumber Liquidators low flooring prices just got even lower with the Buy More, Save More sale on now. Save $100, $300, even $500. The more you buy, the more you save on over 300 varieties of laminate, hardwood, and more. Save on striking and durable bamboo, including easy-to-install solid click strand bamboo for just $2.19 a square foot. That's 37% less than other flooring stores. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store nearest you. Plus, get special 15-month financing. But hurry, this sale ends June 17th.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving.
and my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.